I hope that it jars people from much of what they might have heard about Alaska Native cultures. I think it will.
Paul Ontegook is a professor in the College of Education at the University of Alaska, Anchorage. Ontegook serves on the museum's advisory board for Alaska Natives. He describes the guiding purpose behind the selection of the 600-plus objects chosen from the Smithsonian's collection in Washington, D.C.
We wanted these objects that are returning home to reflect dynamic cultures that over thousands of years have displayed genius, insight, persistence, a sense of sharing with one another. We wanted it to be an exhibit that showed that our cultures today stand on thousands of years of history.
Aaron Kroll is Alaska Director of the Arctic Studies Center for the Smithsonian. Kroll, an anthropologist, stressed that Native elders were crucial in the approximately 10-year development of the exhibition.
Working together with Alaska Native elders and advisors who traveled with us to Washington since 2001, 7 trips to Washington with people from all over the state, we looked at over 1,000 objects. We talked about them in detail and selected pieces that would come up here for the exhibition.
Some of the exhibits, such as the mask collection, includes the comments the elders made about the objects during the selection on touch screens. On the same screens, viewers can zoom in to close-up pictures of the displayed objects to better examine and admire details and artistry. An adjacent room, the listening space, pays tribute to the oral tradition of Alaska Natives. Kroll says not only do various Native elders present stories, but their accounts are placed into a total audio environment.
George Ramos from Yakutat talks about the code of the Tlingit warrior. And in that case, the story that he's telling is around a crackling fire with the rain drumming on the roof of the clan house. And the soundscape, the listening space, puts you in that environment to listen to the story.
In the main gallery, a row of 14-foot-high glass cases stretch in rows the length of the room. Kroll stops before the Dena'ina case for an example of how unusual some of the items are.
This is a dog blanket with bells and embroidery and beading that goes on. You would have 6 or 8 of these that would go on the backs of your dog team. And for spring festivals, potlatches, when you are making an entrance into town for a big ceremony, the dogs would be dressed.
The objects are on loan under a 7-year agreement with an option to renew. The study center aspect focuses on a glass-walled room at the north end of the gallery. Kroll says there, artists, scholars, and Native elders can examine firsthand the objects as the center gathers new information.
We'll be conducting and filming interviews on an ongoing basis. As we learn new information about the objects, we publish it to the exhibition by putting it on these interactive screens. That same information also goes on the Sharing Knowledge website, which is part of the global face of the project.
The Arctic Studies Center at the Anchorage Museum officially opens May 22nd. Because it is a permanent exhibit, there is no charge other than the general admission. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.